Well, earlier today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, briefed members of Congress on the situation in Afghanistan. This was an unclassified briefing. It was a virtual briefing, and our next guest was one of the folks on the call, Democratic Chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Gregory Meeks. Congressman Meeks, welcome.
Good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So we're speaking on a day when the president of Afghanistan has fled the country. The U.S. ambassador has been evacuated. U.S. citizens in Kabul were being told at one point, shelter in place. Afghans are frantically trying to flee. I'm guessing the headline out of this meeting was not that things are going to plan?
Well, I think that the headline of the meeting was exactly that we know that now what our priorities are right now, and that is to protect all of the American personnel who remain in Afghanistan and to ensure that we get them out so that we can fulfill our commitment also to Afghan nationals and all those who supported our efforts over the past 20 years. And we got to get them all to safety. The message also was that it was, and it is critical also that our intelligence community continues to have the ability to ensure that Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups are unable to use Afghan soil to plan or terrorist attacks against us on the United, on our soil or our allies. And so that was clear in regard to that.
Your big takeaways. Congressman, forgive me for jumping in, but did they explain how things went off the rails so dramatically, so fast?
Well, I think that what happened, and I know how it affects me, is that, I don't think that anyone could have predicted, to be quite honest with you, that the Afghan security forces did not have the will to fight. I mean, that's what happened. There has been no resistance by the Afghan security forces. And so if they don't have a will to fight, they put up no resistance, then for me, as a member of Congress and the American, and the American people, I think, are clear, for us to continue to spend close to $1 trillion there, and then we have to do all of the fighting, and they do nothing, then that's crazy.
Let me
so
follow
I think
on.
That caught off. There was no will to fight at all on behalf of the Afghan security forces.
To the point you just made, sir, you don't think anyone could have predicted this. It is the job of U.S. intelligence to predict this, to try to figure out what's going on and to brief the leaders of this country so that they can make decisions and enact policy. You will have heard President Biden just a month ago saying the likelihood that the Taliban's going to be overrunning everything and owning the whole country is, quote, highly unlikely. How did the U.S., whether it's intelligence, whether it's the military, whether it's our policymakers, how did we get this so wrong?
Look, all we could do is what we did. We trained them. We gave them the equipment that they needed. We gave them strategic positions of which to take. They seemed to be a group that would be willing to fight to make sure that the gains that they were made over the 20 years that was there, that would happen.
You sound pretty surprised yourself
Not surprised. I'm upset about it. I'm upset about it. And then it looked around and people say, the United States, did not do what it's supposed to do. Well, we went there first to make sure that we got rid of Al-Qaeda. So we were successful in doing that. But then we stayed for 20 years trying to put our troops, our people on the line to fight to change the system, to protect women and girls, et cetera. And then we find out after all of that, they refused to fight for their own. That's problematic for me.
Let me turn you to where things are now. There's going to be plenty of time to reckon over who's to blame and how we got here. What should the U.S. do now to prevent an awful situation from getting more awful?
I think that what has to happen now, above and beyond what I initiated, because I said the first thing that we've got to deal with is protection of our American personnel and those Afghans that stood by us. Then we've got to look really to see what the Taliban does. Now, generally, the Taliban has claimed, and I think that Trump helped give them some legitimacy by offering them to come to the Camp David, et cetera, and this agreement, but they claim they want legitimacy. Now, is there going to be a transition of government? We've got to see whether or not if they start trying to either marry off Afghan women to other Taliban individuals and preventing them from having educations or retaliating against folks. And, you know, then we've got to stop that. So we need to see and observe what's going to take place and work with our allies in that regard as we move forward with reference to this government that has taken over.
Congressman Meeks, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
That is Gregory Meeks. He chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was briefed this morning on the situation in Afghanistan.